Hey everybody, it's Sean, and it's time for a weekly huddle. A weekly huddle is a space to reflect and think about little things that we can do in our practice to increase performance, increase operational efficiencies, or interpersonal communication. And I want to talk about something that's a little bit of a hot button, and that is personal appearance. Just because we work at a vet hospital doesn't mean that we have the right to come in a scrunchie and smell like a Marlboro and saying, I'm ready for work. I'd really like you to make an effort and look at yourself, look around. Do you look the best that you can look? There is no shame in any body type. There is no shame in any physicality. There's only shame in not being proud of your own professional appearance. So does your uniform fit? Is your name clearly visible to people who need to know your name? Are your uniforms free of blood spatter, animal waste, things from your own body? Like literally, how clean are you? There's this idea in a veterinary hospital that because we work with animals, we have to only half show up physically. And I think it's really a misperception and it doesn't serve us well. It's kind of like the adage of people who make their bed in the morning have a certain sense of pride in their appearance and in their lives that people who don't take care of the inside of their car, people who don't make their beds. This is analogous to that. Like literally, do you care enough about yourself to look presentable? So I want you to not judge the people around you, but judge yourself. And maybe you and the staff need to have a conversation about what are our professional appearance standards? What works for the market that we're in? We want to look the best and be the most attractive that we can be to the market that we serve. So if you're in downtown New York City, that might be very, very different than being in Minot, North Dakota, or Burnett, Texas. Whatever it is, be the best version of yourself today.